Monday. It's 3 o'clock now. Live from London, Chris Moyles.
Yeah, thanks to the Dream Team. Check it out. Radio 1. Yeah, boo. Yeah. The crazy mother hubbards. Boo, boo.
Alright, leave it. That'll do.
Yeah! Chemical Brothers at Radio 1. Hey boy, hey girl. Yeah, what's up, Mikey? Yeah! Boo, boo! Boo! Push, push the push! Shaded loofah, Gnunga Funky, baby! Yeah!
I love the Dream Team, don't you?
I love them too, yeah.
I love the Dream Team.
I think they're fresh and exciting.
They're down with it. They're on the street, man. Mm,
no diggity.
Yeah, no doubt. And that beautiful, once again, Spoonie seems to be obsessed with the colour pink.
The Pink Marauder.
And he's wearing yet another beautiful pink outfit today. It's a Hackett blouse with hot pants.
Mm.
And he really looks good.
Not sure about the hot pants myself.
No, good to see a man in touch with his sexuality. Mm. That's what I say. He's thinking, you know, if he comes out, maybe he'll get, you know, better shifts. I don't know what he's thinking. Boo! Right, you ready then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Radio 1. Radio 1. On demand.
It's Radio 1 on demand, and you get to choose the record that we play.
Wow.
Yeah. You can choose from one of four top tunes that you're about to hear. Now, we'll only play one of them, and we want a really, really good reason to play it. The better your reason for demanding one of these tunes, the more likely we are to read out your request and play the record. So get on the phone 08700 100 100 or email chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk and choose from one of these top four songs.
Radio 1. Radio 1. On demand.
Belinda Carlisle. Two Unlimited. Is this the right one?
I think so, yeah.
Set. Or Hathaway. These seem a little bit old to me.
Radio 1. Radio 1. On demand.
Wow. I think I might have played the wrong one.
I think that's the wrong disc, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on, here's a real one. Right, if you want the Avalanches, give us a ring and tell us why you want to hear it. Obviously, Belinda Carlisle was a joke.
Mm.
Plug-in baby from Muse. Kencraft 400 and Zombie Nation.
Too Unlimited.
No, it's not Too Unlimited. Or Robbie Williams with Rock DJs, A Place on Earth. Which one of those you want to hear? Call or email now.
Radio 1. Radio 1. On demand. 08700 100 100.
Which one would you like to hear, Dave?
I think I'd go for Kraft Cheese one.
Right. Avalanches, Muse, Zombie Nation or Robbie Williams. 08700 100 100 or email us now. Top record from Jerin Troud and Underdog.
1, 2, 3.
Bring it back.
So, Bank Holiday Monday, which means that we have to come into work.
Hello.
Because we never get any holidays. But a very special guest today, we put a lot of effort into this. You probably haven't heard him on Radio 1 for a long, long time. It's Spoonie from the Dream Team! Boo! Boo! Yip, yip, yip! Boo! Hi, how are you, man?
Oh, I'm cool.
Good. See, he's lost without Terry in June. I was listening to you yesterday, and I like that Brand Van 3000 track you played.
How'd you like that?
MJ Cole in the mix.
You said that like a proper jock.
I should just say. Just copied you. Well, I liked it yesterday. That was good.
We're going to play it again this week.
I only heard about 40 minutes, and I realised Hollyoaks was on.
You're so down with it.
Huh?
You're so down with
it. I've got to keep in, you know,
be informed.
40 minutes of the Dream Team, so I'm down with the fresh flavours.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Don't know, really.
And then Hollyoaks to get some good Sunday morning, you know, vibes out of the soap opera thing.
It's a nice mix.
Yeah.
Bag of tricks in the mix.
Yeah. Plus there's some hot chicks in Hollyoaks as well.
Hot chicks in the mix.
Absolutely. Did you enjoy that last couple of hours there?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, I think you should do that more often.
Well, it's funny you say that. We're going to do it for the next 2 weeks.
So are you on tomorrow?
We're on tomorrow as well.
And for the next 2 weeks?
And Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, and then we're coming back and doing the whole of next week.
2 weeks.
Jesus. I mean, brilliant. Boom.
Boom.
So we get to see you every day.
Every day. It's a pleasure. We love seeing you.
No, we love seeing you.
So that's cool. So you're talking about my pink t-shirt. How about your...
Completely not pink shirt.
Well, I reckon that was lime green when it started. You need to use personal colour.
It is a Chris Moyles classic, it must be said.
What colour is that?
It's... Hannah, you're a woman.
Kind of snot, isn't it?
What?
Olive.
It's not olive.
Mucus green.
Are you colourblind?
That's not olive. Olives are darker than that.
Yeah.
I'd say.
Olive from Under Buses.
Hi, kids.
Target reference.
Ah, yeah. I'm hungry.
I'm a fashion guru, don't you think?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right, help us out with this then, Radio 1 On Demand then, right? Which one would you choose out of this, right? Listeners get to choose from Avalanches, Since I Left You, Muse, Plug-In Baby, Zombie Nation, Kraft Cheese Slice 4000, or Robbie Williams, Rock DJ. Which tune would you demand to hear?
I'd say it's a toss-up between the last two.
Really?
Cone Craft Slice of Cheese, yeah. And...
Robbie Williams.
Robbie, I've Got Too Much Money, Williams.
So which one would you demand to hear?
Neither, really. I wouldn't be fussed. I'd
happy with either of them?
Yeah.
Okay, right. There you go, a toss-up between the two.
Do you know the votes have already come flooded in, actually?
Yep.
Yeah, 100 people for Muse, 100 for Avalanches, 100 for Zombie Nation, and none for Robbie so far.
Oh. You just made that up?
Well, you always said just to times them all by 100, yeah?
So you've taken 3 phone calls?
Yeah.
Right. Why have you only taken 3?
Because Lizzie's doing the rest.
Are the phones broken or the phones...
No, I think they're working well now.
Why have we got an engineer sitting next door checking the phones? I'm going to find
out. What's the use of walking around in a white coat if you're not fixing something?
087... Oh, you can't do it on this, can you? 08700... 100 100. Hi, this is Mark and Lyle. Thanks for calling Radio 1.
Hello, this is Chris Moyles. Thanks for calling Radio 1.
Right, and then you press 1.
Mm.
If you want to be transferred to the studio...
Then you press 1 again.
Please wait through the short silence while I try to put you through.
There you go. And you wait through the short silence.
Yeah.
This is like an public information service.
Infotainment.
Yeah. And then it should start ringing. Or does it stay... there you go. And now...
Hello?
Hi, I'd like to choose an on-demand song, please.
Which song would you like, love?
Belinda Carlisle, Heaven Is a Place on Earth.
Okay, and why do you want that song?
Because, I'm married to her.
Okay, what's your name and where are you from?
It's, Bungalow Bill Wiggins, and I'm from Texas.
Okay, Bungalow Bill, thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye.
There you go. See, that's how simple it is. Anybody can do it. And if you want to choose either Avalanches, Muse, Zombie Nation or Robbie Williams, give us a good reason why you want it. And then the best reason and most votes and all that, play just before
Chris,
4 o'clock. Yes?
You know, no one didn't realise that was a setup. They think that... Like,
what? That, what?
People are going to be listening, yeah. Thinking that was like pre-recorded or something.
No, that was me ringing Lizzie there.
And Finn Lizzie didn't know it was you.
Well, I don't know.
That's because he's a master of disguise.
Yeah. Could you not tell that Texan accent that I put on there?
I don't know about the accent.
I can do accents from around the world. You name a country, I'll do the accent.
Do Spanish.
Olé.
Hmm.
Okay, give me another one.
No, if they're going to be of that
no,
quality...
No, that was... Like, any Spanish person listening would have understood that.
It wasn't really an accent, though, was it?
Yes, of course it was. What are you talking about?
What?
Ooh, yep. You cockneys, you don't understand.
Hmm.
What... Mm. Is that Spoonie getting upset?
No.
I'll have words with you, young man. Right, 08700 100 100 or email chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk. Thank you.
Boxing on the BBC, live from South Africa. Okay.
precious times for Lennox Lewis.
A person who does what all others can do is an ordinary person.
The performance of Lennox Lewis's career.
But a person who does what no other person has ever done.
I can still do this.
He's a genius.
Champion of the world.
Boxing continues on the UK's home of live sport, Radio 5 Live. And now, it's on BBC One. Lennox Lewis takes on Haseem Rahman for the greatest prize in sport, the heavyweight championship of the world. Live from Johannesburg this Saturday night on BBC One and on 9.09 and 6.93 a.m., Radio 5 Live.
That's a crazy feeder and 7 days in the sun.
I'm going to hit my head against the wall.
All right, Lizzie.
Hiya.
How was your snowboarding?
It was wicked. Hiya.
Where were you? You were snowboarding in the Alps?
No, Headworks Big Air in Scotland.
Who's Big Air?
Headworks Big Air. Yeah.
Air.
Air.
Right. And lots of people snowboarding there?
Yes, I tried to, but I was too hungover.
Right. It's not like you to drink and get drunk.
I know.
Make a fool of yourself. So you're feeling a bit sore?
I am actually, yeah.
Where?
On my arse.
Oh, lovely. Did she just say arse on
the
radio?
No, I didn't. It was Dave.
She did, didn't she?
Wasn't me.
That was the worst shaggy impression in the world. So you're aching?
Yes, I am a little bit,
You need a massage?
Oh, yes, please.
At least Steve Palmer, the engineer, is very good at that kind of
thing. Yeah, he's good with his hands.
Yeah.
Isn't he, Hannah?
She hasn't, has she?
Well, that's the word on the street.
Blood. What's she trying to do? Walk her way down to a tramp? Greyhead's not here this week because he's away with his lass.
Hooray! He's in a castle. He's in Castle Greyhead in Scotland.
Yeah. I have the Grecian 2000! So, Hannah, who's the very talented... She used to work with us before until Sarah Cox nicked her. And now she's back with us this week. So she's been demoted from the Dizzy Heights of the Breakfast Show to come into this crap for a week. How does that make you feel?
I think I've been promoted.
All right, there you go. So if you're listening to that, Sarah, she feels as though she's been promoted. So she obviously hates working with you, your Bolton gobby cow. I'm only joking. She won't be listening to this anyway.
She always listens to you.
Really?
Hey, Coxie. I love you, baby.
She'll be out lodging it somewhere.
Yeah, won't she be doing that? Won't she be out? She'll be out bigging it up.
Turning it up loud.
She's not Cornish, you know. She's from Bolton. Turn it up loud in my tractor. There we go, you can choose the song that we play just before 4 o'clock. Avalanches, Since I Left You, or Muse, Plug-In Baby, or Zombie Nation, Kerncraft 400, or Robbie Williams, Rock DJ. As if I couldn't predict which one it's going to be. 08700 100 100, or chris.moyles at bbc.co.uk. Tell us which tune you demand and why.
Radio 1.
Right, Gorillaz coming up next after Nicola does news. It's 3.30.
Firefighters are called to an oil refinery explosion.
Radio 1 News Means Beats.
There's been a large explosion at an oil refinery in northeast Lincolnshire. About 50 firefighters are at the Conoco site near Immingham. Eyewitnesses say flames are shooting into the sky. Three men are seriously ill after a samurai sword attack in Cheltenham. It happened just yards from a similar attack last year, which killed Lib Dem party worker Andrew Pennington. A 21-year-old man's been arrested. Syria's condemned Israel's airstrike against one of its radar stations in Lebanon as a dangerous escalation of the conflict in the Middle East. Russia and America have called for restraint. Dor Gold is an advisor to Israeli leader Ariel Sharon. He says they had no choice.
Syria has been giving more than just a green light to the recent attacks against Israel. Syria is becoming the conduit of weaponry and support for Hezbollah in this continuing struggle against Israel.
It's feared the captain of a ship carrying child slaves near West Africa may dump them overboard to escape prosecution. The boat has been turned away from Cameroon and Gabon as the captain is still failing to answer calls. A new pet food has gone on sale that claims to be able to make animals feel half their age. The food is full of beta-carotene, which is meant to make animals feel frisky and help the anti-aging process. And four of the six bottom Premiership sides are in action. Coventry are at home to Sunderland. Middlesbrough entertain Ipswich, Derby play Leicester and Everton face Liverpool. Radio 1 Newsbeat tomorrow at 4.30.
And of course, Dave's looking forward to that Everton match later on tonight, the big derby there between Liverpool and Everton.
I didn't speak like that.
I never said you did, not once.
What do you like?
What did you do to deserve working a bank holiday Monday?
I'm not sure, actually.
You done something wrong?
No, I get a couple of days off on the other side, so I can't
really
complain. Yeah.
Do you get a day off, Hannah? Will you?
No, I don't.
Dave?
No.
Lizzie?
I don't want a day off. I love it here.
Stupid fool. What are you talking about, Lizzie?
Stupid fool.
And we'll talk to you for more news at 4.30.
Yes.
I can hardly wait. Thank you.
As heard by such celebrities as
Dale Winter,
Chris Miles on Radio 1.
That's Eve and Who's That Girl? Sounds nothing like the original Madonna version,
no.
Does it? From the film with the same name.
I think it's even better than the Madonna version.
Fair enough. The paper today in the Star, Atomic Kitten are to be paid £200,000, to be the new faces of Microsoft. They will visit schools and make public appearances as part of the deal. There's reasons for you to leave before you take your GCSEs, isn't it? Get out quick before the kittens come.
Hey, Grace, Microsoft, great.
They're role models for a new generation.
Well, they just... Good Lord. Plans for the British Lap Dancing Championships to be held in Henley-on-Thames have been dropped because of protests from the locals.
Did you know about that?
What?
Did you know about that?
No. I'm trying to get them to host it at my house. Yeah, I think it would be good.
You've got the garden out the back. You've got space for that sort of thing,
well,
haven't you?
Downstairs, obviously. Yeah. I don't have, you know, it's not my garden, obviously, because I live in a seven-bedroom maisonette above a kebab shop in Brixton.
Of course.
Yeah.
I just meant the roof terrace.
It's not really a garden. It's more of a backyard.
Yeah.
But there's a lamppost in the alley, which they could gyrate around if they wanted to.
Mm.
Hannah, have you ever been to a lap dancing club?
Yes, I have.
Really? Well, come here. We'd like to hear.
Come hither, Hannah.
What?
Huh?
That's Shakespeare talk.
Come hither.
Yeah.
He's come over here.
Oh, okay. And when did you go to this lap dancing establishment?
It was after an M&M gig.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you suddenly thought, oh, fancy a bit of a lap dancing.
He held a party there and he invited me.
Well, that was nice of him.
Yes.
Was he there?
Yes, he was.
Oh. Did he have a dance?
No.
Did you lap dance him?
No.
No. Did you have anyone lap dance you?
No.
Well, that was a pretty wasted trip there, wasn't it?
It had its... highlights.
And have you ever been... Yeah, that's certainly one word for it. You know, you get to see loads of stuff. As a woman, did you feel intimidated by it, or did you not have a problem with it?
They were very skillful in their art.
Right, yeah. Okay. You should come lap dancing with us sometime.
What, see you lap dance?
No. I just sit there.
That would be skillful.
Yeah. What?
You make it sound as if we go regularly, though. You should come with us sometimes.
I do.
Well, I know you do, but I don't.
I go four times a week. I find it very therapeutic. I come up with a lot of ideas for the show there.
I've not been lap dancing this millennium.
Really?
Mm.
Well, you know, why don't we go out tonight? I believe there's a lap dancing place around the corner. They'll also be showing the Everton-Liverpool game at
the
same time. Yeah. So, you know, on your left, there's Malibu.
Yeah.
And on your right, there's the footy.
Yeah. Yeah. Something for everybody.
Well, exactly. Would you be up for that tonight, Hannah?
No.
Okay.
There are better things to do.
What?
You can go to Westwood's gig. Or Papa Roach.
Which there wouldn't be much difference between Westwood's gig and one of these lap dancing places, though.
I couldn't comment.
With all the sexy ladies that hang out there. Yo, sexy lady in the house. Hiya, Tim. Where's Westwood's doing the gig in London, is it?
Poonanas.
There's no need for that. And is that a lap dancing place?
No, it's not.
Okay. And what does he do at his gigs? Does he kind of, does he have like, you know, wet t-shirt contests or?
No.
No? Nothing like that?
Amazing.
Who can down tequila the quickest?
No.
Is it like a Club 1830 gig?
No.
He just has what?
Amazing DJs.
Amazing DJs.
The finest hip hop.
He rocks the house.
Yeah. And does he have guest DJs as well?
Sometimes, yes, he does.
Bruno Brooks?
No.
Gary Davis?
No.
Simon Bates?
Who are they?
Clive Warren?
Yeah. Kevin Greening? God, remember him.
Lisa Lanson.
No, no, no.
So you're going to go to that tonight? What an ad libber.
Well, you asked me to speak. I'll shut up then. And you can get on with playing records.
What's wrong with you? Why are you so mardy-arse today?
Well, I don't normally speak. Just to play some records.
Normally, you just sit. When I've heard you, Sarah, on the air, you just stand in the corner giggling. When you worked with us, you used to lie on the floor and giggle.
We're obviously not funny anymore.
Yeah, there was one day she laughed so hard she fell over.
I know.
I've never seen anything like it in my life. And then she couldn't get it back up. I've fallen and I can't get
up. She was like a cockroach.
Yeah.
But I mean, a more attractive cockroach.
She's like a little cat lying in the back with her paws going in the air going...
Yeah, what happened?
We haven't heard the Hannah laugh in its full entirety this afternoon.
No,
so
we
far.
Haven't.
If you're driving on the motorway, if you're coming back from maybe a weekend at your folks or whatever, listen, you know, look forward to the Hannah laugh at some point. And when you hear it, if you're the 12th caller, you win a set of steak knives. Oh, no. Almost. Ooh. That wasn't the full Hannah laugh. No. You know how you get the full Hannah laugh is if you tickle her. Isn't that true, Hannah? You're a very ticklish girl.
So
if you go from what I'm not ticklish girl.
Yes, you are.
I am not. I'm a Turkish girl. They're too confused. See, we're warming up to it now. See, we'll get there in the end. Shall we tell a really funny joke?
No.
Do you know any?
Went to a fish and chip shop last night.
Watch it.
I said, "Have you got any chips left?" The fella says, "Yes." I said, "You shouldn't have made so bloody many then, should you?" No.
Not quite.
You need better material.
Come on, we've got a load of good gags. Come on.
Right. What's the other one?
What's the other one? We only know two jokes. We've been a comedian for 10 years. We know two jokes. I said, went to the fish and chip shop. I said, I'll have a fish, please. The woman says, "It won't be long." So it may be thick then.
It's not working, mate.
Right, one more, right. Went into a fish and chip shop last night. I said, "Sausage and chips, please." She says, "Would you like your sausage battered?" I said, "Would you like a kick in the..." Oh, it got a bent double. Look at that. Only two things but Ben Hannah double.
That and something else.
The vodka. Oh, dear. Right, just about 10 minutes away from finding out which on-demand track has been demanded this hour. Avalanches, Muse, Zombie Nation or Robbie Williams. 08700 100 100. I'm going to try one more joke.
Is it a fish and chip one again?
I've run out of fish and chip jokes. Chinese man walks into a pub and he's got a parrot on his shoulder. And landlord says to him, "Blimey, that's a bit weird. Where'd you get that?" The parrot goes, "China, there's millions of them." Oh, come on! You understand that, Lizzie?
Laughed, I nearly did.
Sign on, you bloody will be next week. It's because you're still hungover from your weekend.
No, I'm not. I'm fine.
Fine?
Yeah. I'm just very funny.
Bank holiday, is it?
Strange, isn't it?
Starts affecting people. Sick children in Great Ormond Street Hospital in London. Had a nice surprise yesterday. Well, certainly a surprise. Chocolate eggs delivered to them by S Club 7, dressed up as Easter bunnies.
Surprised me, that.
Yeah. And there's pictures of them in the paper looking really happy to be dressed up in those outfits.
I know. Look at the big smiles, you know, underneath the big bunny ears.
There's a very lovely Hannah going, "Oh, bloody, I'm dressed as an Easter bloody bunny right
now. I look like an idiot.
I'm making millions for this record company and I've got big ears." Unbelievable. There's pictures of Mariah Carey snogging her Mexican lover, San Miguel, on holiday in Spain.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is.
Luis.
What?
Luis.
Wouldn't it be Louis?
No, Luis.
Luis?
Yeah.
That'd be L-U-I-S. Wouldn't that be Louis Miguel?
Luis?
What would you say?
Luis.
You're starting to sound like Inspector Morse. Luis?
Lewis.
Lewis Miguel.
It's Lewis, like Lewis Figo.
Okay,
I don't know, making it up.
And The Weakest Link starts on American television screens tonight with Anne, I'm Now Starting to Become a Pain in the Ass Robinson. We've got that clip. Let's play this clip of her. She's talking about, you know, the TV show, which has been sold to loads of, you know, different countries.
Yeah.
And she's starting to take her role way too seriously, and she's starting to believe all the hype, right? This is Anne Robinson talking about The Weakest Link.
The BBC have sold this show to 18 countries. In almost every case, the country has worked out that it needs a female host.
Right, see, it's worked out that it needs a female host, but the reason is why. Tell us there, Anne.
Because I don't think a guy could be that rude.
What are you talking about?
I think it's nice that she's still got her feet on the ground and, you know, isn't
sweaty,
believing her own
ginger,
hype.
Ginger, specky woman.
Because I don't think a guy could be that rude.
The silly broomstick-riding witch.
Because I don't think a guy could be that rude.
The pain in the ass points of view letter reader.
Because I don't think a guy could be that rude.
Yeah, she's got a point.
Jam in the Park on Radio 1.
They are one of the hottest R&B acts in the world, and we're bringing them to you exclusively on Radio 1. On Sunday, June the 17th, Radio 1's at Finsbury Park in London for one incredible day of R&B with Destiny's Child. Destiny's Child, a Rhythm Nation special at Jam in the Park on Sunday, June the 17th. For more details, call the Radio 1 concert line on 08700 100 100 or log on to Radio 1 online at www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Get ready for the Rhythm Nation at Jam in the Park, only on Radio 1. Keep
on surviving. The winner of this hour's On Demand will be announced after Maya. Maya, Case of the X. So every hour we're going to do On Demand, you get to your chance to demand a tune out of four possible options. Avalanches, Zombie Nation, Muse, Robbie Williams. Should we tell you who the winner is?
Yes, please.
Let's release the results. It's just before 4 o'clock on Monday the 16th of April. Hello, I'm Alan Duffelcoat. And here are the results of this hour's On Demand. Is that working for you?
That's great.
In fourth place, with 9% of the votes, the Avalanches. In third place, with 21% of the votes, Muse. In second place, with 28% of the votes, Zombie Nation. And the winner, with 42% of the votes, Robbie Williams! Nice. Basement Jack's Rendezvous.
Rendezvous.
I know, I know. Just before we do... Hey, we're going to do another one of those On Demand in a minute.
Wow.
Which is very exciting.
I think so.
What are the DJs going to talk about on Monday? They'll have nothing to say, will they? Let's give them On Demand to do. That'll keep them busy, won't it? Little dykes.
One, two, three.
Bring it back. Bye, bye. Yes, I'll get them to do some features. That'll really
stop mark them larking around.
Yes. Who are you? I'm just waiting reception from somebody. Good. Go in there and edit some tracks together. Don't worry if you've never done it before. It doesn't matter. There you agree, Hannah? Good. She nodded. Poor JK. Front page of the Sun. JK goes nuts. Which I think is a slight exaggeration.
It's a bit harsh, isn't it?
There is a picture of him looking like somebody from Planet of the Apes. Cops to quiz Denise X over club bust-up. Pop star JK snarls with rage as the trouble singer goes berserk outside a nightclub. And there's a story about it. He launched a foul-mouthed tirade on two girl fans after stumbling from a club at 3 a.m. Then he took a drunken swipe at a photographer. I'm sorry, but if you go to a drunk guy with a camera and go and start taking pictures in their face, I don't think he's going to be in a great mood. Okay?
He's gone nuts.
And then apparently he went into his... So he got bundled into a Mercedes, and as it sped off, a vodka bottle came flying from the limo.
That's probably an accident.
And smashed through the back window of a car.
Probably an accident as well.
Are there Mercedes limos?
Yeah.
Are there? I don't know. I'm not a big limo expert, must be said. A witness said last night, Jay was totally out of control. He was dressed like a tramp and had a bottle of vodka tucked inside his coat. Sounds like any of the staff at work at Radio 1. Not you, of course, Hannah. It'd be tequila with you, wouldn't it? Yeah. And then there's another piece, right, written by Nick Parker, slaphead, spectacle-wearing gentleman. Pals fear JK's love split with telly beauty Denise Van Outen has set him completely off the rails. They say blah, 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 blah. Since then, friends have become increasingly concerned at his violent mood swings and wild partying. One pal said last night, blah, 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 blah. Now, something's always... I've always been curious about these pals and friends and insiders and a close source. Because if you were really, really a friend of JK, right, you wouldn't go blabbing off to journalists, would you?
Are these the sort of pals that, you know, give information for cash? Allegedly, perhaps, I'm thinking.
Don't know. I'm sure, I'm 100% sure that these quotes are not made up by people in the office.
I'd support you on that one.
Yeah, absolutely. That's not the case at all.
No.
You know, because a lot of people would say, well, hang on a second, if it is a true friend of his who is genuinely worried, then he wouldn't mind his or her name being printed.
Absolutely.
But you're just taking it all out of context there, as far as I'm concerned. You know, I'm sure these are genuine friends who were only too pleased to talk to national newspaper journalists about their crazed, off-the-rails, gorilla-like-looking friend.
Who's gone nuts.
Yeah. So this guy goes... where is it? Yeah. Judging by the reception photographer Terry Richards and I received yesterday when we called to ask JK about the club bust-up, the worries are fully justified. The multi-millionaire singer burst from a side door in his 2 million mansion, flanked by two snarling Alsatians, and launched himself at us. I leapt into my car in a desperate bid to escape, but he snatched the door open and punched me 4 times in the face. When I slammed the door, the crazed star kicked it repeatedly, causing hundreds of pounds of the damage. He then chased us down the gravel drive of his stunning country estate, tearing off his shirt in fury as he screamed obscenities. So hang on a second. A guy comes out of a club, right? And from what is alleged, he was drunk and in a very bad mood. So you decide, Mr. Nick Parker, to knock on his door with a photographer. What reaction were you hoping for? Oh, come in. I'd love to have a chat with you. I have some friends here. Maybe you'd like to take some sound bites from them. I leapt into my car in a desperate bid to escape, but he snatched the door open and punched me in the face. He then chased us down the gravel drive of his stunning country estate. You drove into his private property? You drove down the gravel drive up to his door and knocked on the door? And he chased you off his property? What's the problem with that? Did you have his permission to be on his land? I'm just asking questions, Mr. Nick Parker. As we sped down the gravel path... Why is that important?
Because it shows that he's got a big flash house.
Yeah, so it obviously takes, it's obviously not like a 5 seconds walk from the gate to the door, then. It's obviously a big gravel path to his country mansion.
Yeah.
Do they seem surprised by this? I mean, I wouldn't say this at all, but maybe somebody may interpret that as a goading. You know what I mean? As winding him up in attempt to get a reaction like that so they have something to write about in the paper.
Some people may say that, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I would never say that either. Would you say that, Hannah?
No.
No, there you go. The moment then, I thought she was going to go, yes! Those annoying hacks! But she didn't. She would never say that.
Contemplating her answer.
Yeah. I say, leave the guy alone. Leave him alone!
Wasn't Nick Parker the one that did Wallace and Gromit?
No, that was Nick Park. This is Nick Parker. Nick Parker.
Hello. Nick Parker here, son. Would you care to comment
on the allegations that you were drunk last night in the early hours of this morning.
Why are your nostrils sticking up like League of Gentlemen?
Because that's how I'd imagine Nick Parkinson talk. I have never met the man. I'm sure he's a very talented journalist. And his friend Terry, the photographer, is an experienced photographer.
I have my friend Terry here.
Hello.
And we were wondering if we may get an interview and a photograph. Oh, you don't seem too pleased. Oh, look at those snarling dogs that you have there. Oh, I better make a quick retreat to my car and speed off down your gravel driveway.
Shut up. You yellow belly. I'm on JK's side. If he's been out of order, he's been out of order, but, you know, leave the guy alone. Stop goading him. If indeed you have done that, which I'm not saying.
No, neither am I.
For legal reasons.
There you go.
Chris Moyle, sticking up for celebrities all around the world.
That's right, I'm here. See, seriously, these multi-millionaire stars, they need someone like me to protect them. They've got a hard life, seriously.
Yep.
You know, when you've got that much money, you've got a lot of things on your mind.
We should be saying to these celebrities, help us to help you.
Help us help you. Help us
help you.
You know, I mean, I've said before, I'll take some of their money to ease the burden
Absolutely.
Of being that wealthy. I will drive round in one of his super-duper sports cars. In fact, you know, I would travel to his mansion, I believe in Buckinghamshire, wherever it is, and, you know, to keep the engines ticking over, I'll speed them up and down the gravel path. You know what I mean?
No diggity.
No doubt. We're going to do another on-demand, but we'll play a record first. Is that all right with you, Hannah?
That would be lovely.
Yeah. Hang on a second. A close friend of our producer has said, Chris was just completely mad. He just went talking for, like, over 5 minutes. We had to move the feature until after the Jennifer Lopez record. Another close insider said, Chris thought the feature was tweet in the first place and didn't matter whether it was 5 or 6 minutes late. But that has yet to be confirmed. I hate people who call her J-Lo. That's pathetic. Anyway, how are you doing? I'm C.M. Mo on Radio 1. Here's my very good friend, C.Dev.
C.Dev?
Oh, C.
Oh, I see, right.
Gotcha. C.Dav or whatever.
Right, it's good.
And our producer today is H-Pro.
Yeah.
Get down, baby. Blast off. Just turn it up and turn it on. I would just like to do a little plea for anybody near the radio and studios to send us some food. Because we're hungry and too busy entertaining the nation to be able to just nip off around the corner and get something. It's my friend Dave and Hannah.
Hello.
Hello.
And Lizzie.
Hiya.
Hiya.
And Lizzie's bitch. And myself. And we're all... Thanks. And we're all very, very hungry. And we would like some food. We're not bothered what it is. Pizza, burgers, chicken and that...
chips.
Yeah, thanks. I'm finished. Now, the chicken in the recipe with the old man with the glasses who gets down, pops out the bucket.
KFC.
Other chicken companies are available. Chips. Would you like anything else you'd like, Hannah? Do you want something?
Food. I need on demand.
Okay, yeah, we're demanding food, love.
Yeah. Radio Woods on demand. We demand KFC or Domino's Pizza delivering in the next half hour. Give us a good reason why you should deliver it and we'll eat it.
On demand.
We're going to do on demand in a minute. Shut your gob. Who cares? Stupid pussy feature anyway. Edited by somebody who obviously doesn't work here, was just passing. Excuse me, what are you doing? I'm off for a tube. What man coming in and editing these? I've got to get off and it's got to be done for Monday. It's unbelievable. I've never seen anything so sloppy since the last bank holiday feature we did.
On demand.
I'm going to do it on demand. Shut up.
I just want you to do it on demand. Ow, 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 ow.
I didn't do it. Ow. No, stop doing it now. Come here.
We're 20 minutes late.
Here, hit her with that frying pan. Nice one.
That'll learn her.
What? Shake your head from side to side.
Right,
Right, on demand then, here we go.
Get down, Slick.
Hang on. Radio 1. Listen, don't start. I'm hungry. I can't perform without food. I'm entertaining the nation here. There's nothing else worth listening to on a bank holiday Monday. It's all the kids are normally on. It's Radio 1 on demand. Call 08700 100 100 or email us at chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk and choose one of these four tunes you're about to hear. Now, we'll only play one of them and we want a really good reason to play it. The better the reason for demanding one of these tunes, the more likely we are to read out your request and play the record. Or, in other words, we'll play the one we want to play and make up some requests. So, get on the phone or email now and choose one of these top songs. Stereophonics, Mr. Writer. Sugar Babes, Run for Cover. At the Drive-In, Invalid Litter Department. Or Santos and Camels. Email us chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk or phone the number.
Radio 1. Radio 1. On demand. 08700 100 100.
Live in London.
One week.
One city.
Tonight from 8 p.m. The Mac Live from the Brixton Academy with Papa Roach and 100 Reasons.
Visit Radio 1 online. www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
One Live in London. Radio 1.
I thought I played that earlier and I hadn't, so I thought I'd get it on the air right now. It's Underdog by Turin Brakes, which of course is German for distributor cap. I don't know.
It's a great record, though.
It's a brilliant record. Hannah, what do you think of that?
I think it's a fantastic record, yeah.
Noel, what do you think?
Hello, this is Noel Edmonds.
But it's a brilliant record, isn't it?
Hello.
Okay, fair enough.
Hello.
Not now, Noel, we're on the air.
Hello, I'm Andy Kershaw.
Andy, you've gone. Right, still to come, we're going to be updating the On Demand. We've got four...
Hello.
Hello,
I'm Kid Jensen.
Hiya, Kid. We've got four top records for you to choose from. They really are great.
Rocking.
And those records are Stereophonics, Mr. Reiter, Sugar Babes, Run for Cover, At the Drive-In, Invalid Litter Dept, and Santos with Camels. But which one would you like to hear? 08700 100 100 or chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk or scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Doesn't make any difference. Who would you... what would you like to hear? Dave?
Oh, me personally?
Yeah.
I think I'd go for the Stereophonics.
Hannah, who's producing this today, what would you like to hear?
At the Drive-In, perhaps. Just for a change.
Strange, I'd like to hear Santos Camels. I haven't heard that for a while. 08700 100 100. It's Radio 1 On Demand. Would you like to hear those songs again?
Yes, please.
Yeah?
Okay.
Stereophonics, Mr. Writer. Edit. Sugar Babes and Run for Cover. So well, doesn't it? Invalid Litter Department from that Drive-In thing. Oh. Santos and Camels, 08700 100 100. What song would you like to hear? You can demand the song that we will play at 5 to 5. But we need a good reason for doing so. Right?
Right.
Hi, we're your weather girls. And have we got new... We're going to eat lots of food. Oh, she started singing already. Reach for the high notes there, Jerry. The high goes up. Go high, go high. Go on, go on. Hit the note, hit the note. Go on, go on. High note, high note. Choose to cover a song that she can't sing. She's got a high note sing. Oh, was reading in the paper the other day that radio stations are not playing that record. Who was organising that list? How come we didn't get on it? I think it's great. She can't hit the notes at all, so she goes low, but it's great.
I love it.
From the Bridget Jones soundtrack, Jerry Halliwell, it's Raining Men.
Hallelujah.
No, you've got to put your life into it. It's Raining Men.
Hallelujah.
It's Raining Men.
Amen.
Radio 1. Right, South Soul Nugget and... Oh, actually, I haven't checked that Nicola's there to do the news. You ready, Nicola? Oh, she is ready. Good. All right, then. Radio 1. Tell me that she's ready to do the news, but she never told me. I mean, I know she's there. She's a brilliant professional.
Top show.
Yeah. All right, still to come, find out what on-demand track we're going to play in half an hour's time. We've got Top Loader, Madonna and South Soul Nugget coming up after Nicola. It's now 4:30.
A major explosion has ripped through an oil refinery near Grimsby, and in sport, Hartson gives Coventry another lifeline.
Radio 1 News Newsbeat.
At least 50 firefighters are at the scene of a large explosion at the Conoco oil refinery in northeast Lincolnshire. Four workers are unaccounted for at the site near Immingham. Witness Alan Huxtable Goy was at home when the blast happened.
I can still see the smoke coming from the area. I can't see any flames anymore. There were flames, I would guess, around about 200 feet high, coming from around 4 miles away from where I am at the present moment.
Vaccination isn't being ruled out in the fight against foot and mouth. The government's chief scientific advisor is in Cumbria telling farmers why he thinks it would help limit the spread of the disease. A woman who chased a pair of handbag thieves in London has died after being run over by their getaway car. She'd hung onto the bonnet of the vehicle outside Euston Station. Extra police are patrolling the city of Bradford to prevent a repeat of last night's violence in which 8 people were hurt. 2 pubs, a pharmacy and several cars were attacked and set on fire. People in Hertfordshire are being told to stay out of Broxbourne Woods because a wolf has escaped. A police helicopter is flying overhead trying to find the animal. Inspector Barry Mogg from Hertfordshire Police.
It may be unpredictable and threatening if it was cornered or felt that it was under attack. We're asking them to dial 999 and report any sightings and try and keep well clear.
In sport, Blackburn Rovers were the day's first winners, 2-0 at home to Huddersfield to confirm their second place in the Nationwide League. Flitcroft and Jansen got the goals. Champions-elect Fulham are currently 1-0 to Sheffield United. In the Premiership, John Hartson scored again for Coventry at home to Sunderland. Relegation rivals Middlesbrough are 2-1 to Ipswich. Dean Windass had put them in front, but 2 goals from former Borough star Alan Armstrong has turned it around. Derby lead 1-0 against Leicester, and Newcastle are 2 up on West Ham. Full time about 20 minutes away. I'm Nigel Turner.
A dry, cold and cloudy night across most of the UK, but northern Scotland will be wet with showers. A mainly dry and bright day on the way tomorrow. We'll update the news and sport at 5:30.
Thanks, Nigel, for selling that sport. And thank you, Nicola. You're great.
Thank you.
Nigel's not here, is he? He's in another building, isn't he?
He's in another building.
Oh, okay.
I can hear you, though.
You read that with so much passion. I was on the edge of my seat waiting to hear those results.
You're clearly a Leicester fan, then.
No, Leeds United. But thanks very much for listening to the show for the past 4 years. Nicola, we're gonna try and get some food. Would you like some?
I'm okay, actually. Thank you very much.
Thank God for that. We want to share it with you anyway because we're too greedy. See what I did there, Dave? You see what I did? What? I built her up. I knocked her down. I'm just crazy like that. Pizza all right with anyone?
Yeah, I'm all right.
You get delivered a pizza. I don't like mushrooms, by the way. Burgers, chicken, chips, any of that. Radio 1 Studios would love some food, you know. We'll fix the on-demand for you if you drop a load of food around to us. We're not bothered. Paella is ripe when it comes to food in this building.
I don't like paella.
Chicken sandwich, yeah, here's a record.